Welcome back to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. We are joined today by Sarah and Mary from the Lake Conesty Foundation. And before the break, we had started talking about some of the recent removals of invasive species, and now we're going to be planting new species, native species, and they've been doing a lot of work out there with clearing land, and tell us about that.
Well, we make a real effort to identify invasive species. And, you know, it's a real problem in today's natural world, with the way exotic plants and animals can get into an ecosystem and just literally take over. You know, most people know about the kudzu and the Chinese privet, but the Bradford pear that everybody was so crazy about 20 years ago, oh my goodness, it invades so much. So we do make a real conscientious effort to try to, I can't say rid ourselves of it completely, but to lessen it, and then replant with native plants. That's so important. And sort of along that same line, I really want to give thanks to our wonderful volunteers on Hog Day. I guess everybody in Greenville knows about Hog, Hands on Greenville, and it's late April every year. Mm-hmm. And the employees at GE, at General Electric, oh my goodness, they have partnered with Lake Conesty Nature Park for many years now. And this past year, we had over 400 volunteers. I believe that Lake Conesty Nature Park was the site of the largest volunteer group.
Wow.
And we had over 20 different projects going on that day. Things like pulling up old boards on boardwalks and replacing them with new boards, removing some of the invasive species like the Bradford pear. We literally cut up an old deck and made it into three. We created these trash collectors so that when the river rises, there are these devices that Dave Hargett came up with and designed, and they actually trap the trash and the litter from going back into the river. So we just can't say enough to thank the volunteers for Hog Day for coming out and helping us.
We're a small group of five part-time employees, so the volunteer work is essential in helping us stay afloat.
That's great. Now, do you guys take volunteers just throughout the year, or do you have special volunteer events? Or if listeners want to get involved, how can they come help?
We usually take them through organized events. So if you are interested in doing a cleanup or something like that, you would contact us and have a group of people that you're prepared to come out with and things like that. So not on an individual basis necessarily, because that's hard for us to arrange unless you have a very specific thing in mind. So
Greenville Tech comes out once a year and has a planned volunteer work day, mm-hmm. as well as Floor Daniel, or Floor Corporation. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's great to have them come out and help us out.
Yeah, a lot of partners. That's great. Well, let's talk about some of the education programs at Conesty. I know personally I have taught at many camps there. I have gone to a lot of different community festivals there. So aside from the beautiful nature park itself, what kind of programs do you have to offer for the community and for maybe school groups?
We started our environmental education program in 2013 through a grant from 3M, and it has steadily grown since then. Gina Verrett was the initial director of the education program, and she definitely got things headed in a great direction. And we offer programs for school kids in Greenville County and surrounding counties for pretty much every grade level. So kindergarten, even preschool through high school, there's a program that's aligned to standards that they can come out and learn more about the park and also whatever science curriculum that they're covering in the classroom. So it's all outside. Some of the kids will come and they tell us, they're like, we've never spent this much outside time in my life, you know, and they're
exhausted. Isn't that the best feeling? We host a summer camp, same thing.
Yeah.
Where are the video games?
Right.
Where's the air conditioning? Listen,
right.
None of that here.
Not happening. So it's great. We have a lot of fun with them at, just walking around in the woods, showing them different things and trying to relate that back to what they need to know for their school. So we've served over 5,000 students at this point. Wow. Pretty much, it's like 1,500 from this year. So just the growth, you know, it's getting bigger and bigger every year.
Wow, that's great. So if any teachers are listening, please contact Lake Conestee.
Sarah@LakeConesteeNaturePark.com.
And we'll have a link. LakeConesteeNaturePark.com will be on SaturdaySplash.com, so you can link to them.
Awesome.
Let's talk about the learning loops. I am, you may have figured out, a huge nerd. So I love walking around and reading all the signs. I'm like, no, friends, stop. Let's read the signs and learn things. So let's talk about your learning loops.
We've got like an outdoor museum going on. We have three learning loops that are placed right now, and we have a fourth one that is almost completed and will be in the ground, who knows when, but it's getting there. A ton of work again from Dave Cargett and associates to get all of that information placed and put out on the trails. The idea behind those for now is for you to have a self-guided walk. But there are also QR codes that are placed on each sign. And the plan is to eventually have supplemental information linked to those QR codes so that you can, you know, get more background or see other places that have similar stories. So that you can learn more. So right now online, we only have two of those learning loops posted. So eventually we're going to be redoing the website. Once we get loop four done, we're going to have all of those loops with the abbreviated version online, which is great for homeschool groups or Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts or any kind of organization like that that might want to plan something around those learning loops. You just call and let us know how we can help you with that as well.
That's great. All right. So these learning loops, just you basically follow the trails around the park and they're guided signs, and they'll say, you know, 1.1, 1.2 however they're labeled.
And like you said, it's short walks too. To get around one loop is maybe going to take a mile of a walk. They're not really long walks. So
yeah, they're great. Just great educational signs too. I know that's the nerdiest thing for me to say. The education's so great, but it really is. Not only did it talk about the flora and fauna of the area, but it goes into the history of the area. Yep. It teaches you, I mean, statewide history and especially. It talks about some of the historical significance of the park and how it acts as the rain garden, and it's just really cool stuff for all ages. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I love it. Cool. So you guys do weekend programs too.
Yeah, we do. We have Saturday programs, mainly, you know, fall and spring, and we're going to work on expanding that some. And this fall we had a nature walk and a night hike. And in the spring we're planning, you know, an outdoor fitness program, and hopefully an Earth Day event.
And a history hike.
And the history hike.
Yeah, Dave Hargett and... our friend
Don Kuntz
is going. The two of them are going to lead a history hike, not only over at the dam and the lake, but also the little village of Conestee. There are a couple of really neat historic buildings over there. So that'll be up on our website. And
yeah, after the first of the year, we'll get all the dates firmed up and have that posted so people can register online.
I can't wait. That sounds fun. Now, because these are these special tours, do we get to go see parts of the park that maybe we otherwise wouldn't see?
Well, definitely with the history hike, because you're going into, you know, get to see more of the dam, and we take you to the Octagon Church, the circular church.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I can't remember what it's called. That's horrible. And like with the night hike, too, you're not supposed to be in the park after dark. But
I never would be.
Right.
No.
So, but yeah, so I'll take your, you know, if we do another one of those, I had a huge spotlight that I used. It was great. So,
how cool.
A lot of fun.
On that note, what do you guys have favorite parts of the park?
My favorite part is the bird's nest. I really love that because you get to climb up, which is what is like two flights of stairs, and go up to this deck and overlook the West Bay. And it's just the coolest thing in the world, especially to take binoculars. But even if you don't have binoculars, just go up there and sit and just rest and take it all, soak it all in. Nature has so much to give. And
It's always different. Every time you go out there, it's different. But to be able to look out over the West Bay and see the real tall trees in the distance and the nests for the great blue heron, they're always there. And it's just so amazing to see.
That's great.
I like Woody Walk. Even before I worked at the park, that was one of the, it's a short little connector trail. It goes over a boardwalk through the wetland type, and there's lots of plants, and you always can see turtles or a bird. So I always like to walk that boardwalk. And then Lost Lake View, which is on the east side, is another one. We have a little amphitheater there, so you can really like just set up shop,
you know, a lot
and
of people,
sit and watch for a while.
A lot of people don't know about that right. area. But if you enter the park over behind the Little League fields and then hang a left and go back there and walk down, and there you'll just see this amazing view of the lake.
Yeah. Not many people actually make it to the lake.
That's right. That's right. But a lot of Lake Conestoga is not actually a lake.
Right.
You're listening to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. We'll be back to talk more about Lake Conestoga.